There's a fight going on inside a media organization that's known for picking fights, even internal ones. The company is the newly created GO Media. And while you may not know that name, you may know websites they own like Deadspin, The Onion, Gizmodo. Journalists at Deadspin were working on a story about how GO Media's CEO, Jim Spanfeller, runs the company, accusing him of, among other things, blurring the line between editorial and business practices, a no-no. But the CEO shut that story down, and that's prompted this battle between employees and management. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik has been watching from the sidelines. Hi, David.
Hey, Robin.
First, let's remind listeners about where GO Media came from, because it's the descendant of the Gawker Media Group. That's the constellation of websites that surrounds, you know, it had this scrappy celebrity gossip blog. But Gawker got into trouble for publishing that sex tape of wrestler Hulk Hogan, who won big damages. That shut the Gawker down. Websites got sold. But they're still known for their unsparing coverage of pretty much everyone, including apparently their bosses. So tell us about the story that triggered all this.
Well, it, the spirit of Gawker, which was about gossip, as you say, but also did a lot of news and political analysis and blogging and posting, some of it more responsible than others. The spirit seems to have been absorbed into the other remaining sites like Deadspin. And we don't know what the story is going to say. It hasn't been published yet. It hasn't been fully written yet. But what happened was that the CEO posted the Q and the A's, the questions and the answers that had been posed by his own reporters and editors to him, clearly signaling an interest in choices he was making about hiring, direction for the company. His editor-in-chief, Paul Maidment, was asked whether or not he was holding the line on editorial integrity or whether he was rolling over to executive dictates. And the CEO said he felt that these clearly showed a negative and in some ways biased bent by his reporters, but that in the interest of transparency, he was just going to put it all out there. So we don't know what the story is going to say. It hasn't been fully written, hasn't been edited or posted.
Well, we've seen some reporting. I'm looking at getpocket.com, that, for instance, he suggested that maybe a sales representative go on an interview.
Well, so there were a number of things that seemed to have stirred the concerns. I think there have been the company was acquired from Univision only back this spring, several months ago. And afterwards, there were some job cuts, even though there had been initial signals that there wouldn't be any. He says that they have to get a profitability probably by the beginning of next year or the first quarter of next year. But as you say, there's been a push and in some instances, for example, there were questions about the fairness of coverage at Jalopnik, which is a site that covers the car industry. Executives say actually that after the review of the coverage, they said this was fair. We're not going to indulge the criticism of this with any reaction to it other than to observe what it looked like. Another site said the editor said that he was asked to take a sales representative with him to an interview with gaming executives.
Oh, that is just such a no-no. I mean, we should just doesn't happen.
Well, the case is made that in certain digital spheres it does happen. In certain kinds of business media, it does happen. But it would never happen at NPR.
Of course.
It would not happen at the New York Times. It would not happen at my old shop, the Baltimore Sun. Mainstream media organizations that try to protect against the erosion of differentiation between business and the editorial side wouldn't allow for that. But in the digital sphere, certain kinds of practices are changing. Some of the journalists inside GO Media have raised questions about that. These guys say we have to raise digital ads. We don't want to influence our coverage, they claim, but we have to find new ways to make sure that we're appealing to get the kinds of advertisers to support our sites.
Right, but I'm reading that he wanted to have an ad like every two paragraphs, which would put the company in violation of the Coalition for Better Ads Standards for Online Advertisements, which I want to find out more about them. But so he wanted to make that push. There's always a tension, David, between management, which has to watch the bottom line, and you know the content side. But why, you know, in the bigger media picture, why does this particular story matter? Because you think, well, it's a scrappy, you know, offbeat websites. It's not the Washington Post. Why does this matter?
Well, look, these are sites with something of an anarchic streak, right? Anti-authority position, wanting to be able to hold anyone accountable, burn down the house if warranted. And I think that's an important caveat to it, if warranted. In this instance, they're saying we tend to have a tradition of holding our own folks accountable. They did when they were owned by Univision. They did when they were controlled by Nick Denton, the founder of Gawker and Gawker Media. And they want to be able to sustain that. I think anybody who buys them needs to understand that's the kind of outfit that they've acquired. And the Great Hill, the private equity company that's been involved in this, you know, I'm sure is looking at this saying, what the heck is going on here? Right. But that is the nature of the newsroom they have. Editorial independence counts if these sites are to matter. And at the same time, I think the very nature of these sites are in doubt if they can't find a sustainable financial model. Right. And you've got to somehow thread that needle. The question is whether, you know, it's more properly done with the approach of the newsroom or with the current kind of approach being voiced by management.
NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik will watch this with you.
Thanks.
Thank you.